Grace and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. We can hear the Word of God from the Gospel of John, from chapter 20, from the beginning. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and the other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter, following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the Scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. Amen. The text that we read now tells us about the central thing about the Christian faith, about the resurrection of Jesus. The Apostle Paul, who is the best to explain the Christian doctrine, he continually explained about the resurrection of Jesus. He always explained the resurrection, and he never spent time explaining about the life of Jesus, but just the resurrection. And in the first book to the Corinthians, he says, if Jesus would not have been resurrected and risen, then our sermons would be useless. Even these summer services would not even exist had Jesus not been resurrected. And if Jesus had not been resurrected, your faith would be in vain and your sins not forgiven. But Jesus Christ, he was resurrected. He did rise again. And this is what Apostle Paul explains. And this is extremely important for the Christians of today, that we understand what it is that Jesus actually did on our behalf, and how we people all can benefit from this. Every Sunday is a day where we can celebrate the resurrection. As we know, the first day of the week, after the Sabbath, Jesus was resurrected. For this reason, this holy day, this holy day, we have been told to keep it holy, not only as a day of rest, as Martin Luther says in the Catechism, that we should so love and fear God that we would not belittle the sermon and the Word of God, that we would wish to learn the Word. This holy day, this one day of the week, it is especially preserved for the day to worship God and to hear the Word of God and to learn about the Word of God. Someone could count the days. And we know that Jesus died on the previous Friday, and the next Sunday he rose again 3 days later. But as the Bible says, on the third day, Friday, Saturday, so part of Friday, part of all of Saturday, and part of Sunday. So on the third day, he rose again, as has been testified here, even in the Bible. We are told in the Bible about the resurrection of Christ. We are told that God woke Jesus from the dead, but also we are told that Jesus himself woke up from the dead. There is no conflict here. When we talk or when we read that God woke Jesus, the life of Jesus and the death of Jesus, it was enough for the Father. He was satisfied. Jesus was the sacrifice that satisfied God, and God woke him from the dead. And when the Bible tells us that Jesus woke from the dead himself, then this helps us to understand that Jesus himself also was God. We are told here in this text that Mary Magdalene came first to the grave or to the sepulchre. She had seen when Jesus was buried in this grave or sepulchre. And after the Sabbath on the next day, she came to this sepulchre or grave. She came, she wanted to possibly anoint the body of Christ. And she noticed that the big rock that was blocking the way into the sepulchre, it had been rolled away, and then she saw that the grave was empty. Jesus had disappeared from the grave. He, in his new resurrected body, left the grave, and he, with this resurrected body, could walk through the rock and through the walls. This resurrected body had no obstacles. But this was a resurrection of a body. But this clarified body, this resurrected body, was a very different body. And so it will be when we one day will die and have also a resurrected body, we will have a similar kind of body that Jesus had. Jesus ate, but he didn't have to eat with that body. He came and went. He appeared and disappeared with that body. And we are told here that Mary ran to Simon Peter and to one of the other disciples, and they in turn also ran to the grave. This word of the resurrection makes one feel in need to hurry. To spread the word of the resurrection, and this is the number one primary thing that we do in the work in the kingdom of God. And this is the work that the disciples were sent out into the world to do, to tell about the resurrection. In a way, this text is not such a remarkable text here. Nothing is spoken here about angels or earthquakes or soldiers who fell to the ground as dead. But here in this text, we are just told that a woman goes to the grave and sees that it's empty. And then two men also went to the grave to find only the clothing. And the other disciple saw this and believed. And the amazing works of God may appear at times to be modest, but they are not. So it is today. At times, the work of God may appear to be unremarkable to those looking from the outside. It may look modest and unremarkable, but these are significant things. For with this work, the heavens are opened to people, and the doors to hell are closed. And this is the work that we do today. In this text, Mary Magdalene, one of the followers of Jesus, she is mentioned. We have been told of her We have been told in the Bible that Jesus drove from this woman seven demons. She was not the previous. She was spoken of as a sinful woman who had these demons. And the Pharisees talked about her as a sinful woman. She had no value as a witness. But God chose her to be the first person to witness the resurrection. It was the same when Jesus was born. It was the shepherds, the lowly shepherds of the fields, who were the first to witness the birth of Jesus. And these shepherds were seen as unholy because they had to work even on the Sabbath. And in a court of law of those days, the shepherds would never have been chosen as witnesses, but God chose them to be witnesses of the birth. Jesus is the friend of the sinners. This is a good word of grace. He came to this world to save sinful people. And it is sin. One must be a sinner in order to receive grace. And we hope that even at these services, there are many people who feel and acknowledge their own sinfulness, and they can feel the pain in the heart, perhaps of unbelief. If, for example, there is such a listener this moment, to you the grace of God belongs. This promise of God, the forgiveness of sins, you can also believe your sins forgiven through the atoning precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We children of God, we also are sinners, and we will be unto the last day of our life, and we will always be needing grace and the gospel. We need the forgiveness of sins. The clothing, the linen that is mentioned, that were left in the grave or the sepulchre, and the napkin that was around the head, it was separated. If robbers had robbed the grave and taken the body, would they have left the clothing behind? But during those days, this kind of a story was told, that the grave was robbed, that Jesus did not rise from the dead, but that his body was stolen from the grave by the disciples. There were many in those days preaching false stories. And there are also in our days today those who would speak in the same way, that Jesus was not born of a virgin and Jesus was not resurrected. There are people who believe this today. And there are those who would say that Jesus is not the only way to salvation, that I can also find my own salvation. But we believe this is not true. When the evangelists, all of them, told about the empty grave, the empty sepulchre, and how Jesus appeared before them many times after his death, many witnesses wrote about the resurrection. And in the Psalms and in the books written by the prophets of the Old Testament, this all was predicted. Peter preached the message of the resurrection. And there were many witnesses of this happening. Why is it that Jesus appeared and disappeared many times? Why wasn't he with the disciples at all times? He taught to them. He taught to them a new way, that he would not be present with them with his physical body, but that he would be with them in a different way unto the last days of the world. And so it is with us. even now, where there are two or three gathered in His name, He is there, not as a physical form. The resurrection is an important and difficult part to understand. There are two reasons. As an event, it is a huge event. And secondly, our faith is so weak. It is a remarkable thing how death is won and Satan is defeated. And there is another, the other part, that our faith is so weak. Jesus so patiently explained over and over again how this must happen. It is difficult to believe this because it goes against all the natural order of this world, how people and animals live and then they die. But the order of this world was broken with this event. And the disciples, for this reason, they were at first afraid when Jesus appeared before them. It would be the same for us. If last week we buried some dead person and this week they appeared before us, we too would know fear. To us, God is also patient and tells us over and over again that Jesus died and He did rise and He defeated death. And because of this, and because of Him, over and over again, we can believe, our sins forgiven. In these depictions of the days of Easter, Paul wrote that Jesus died because of our sins, but He was resurrected for our salvation. The first depiction of Jesus is how terribly Jesus was treated, and through the terribleness of the things that He suffered, we can see our own sinfulness. But the other depiction of His resurrection, we can see the beauty, the glorified, resurrected body, and we can see through that our own righteousness. For He carried no sin. Where did He put those sins that He carried to the cross on behalf of the whole world? The Bible tells us that He threw them into the depths of the oceans and He destroyed them. The righteousness of Jesus was larger than the load of sin of the entire world. The good defeated the bad, and the life in Jesus was larger than death. Jesus wished to defeat death and did so. When we believe in Christ, this is for our own good. Our faith gives to us our righteousness. His death and His resurrection, it was to pay for the sins of the whole world. It was more than this. Through this eternal salvation, and the forgiveness of sins and eternal life came for our benefit when we believe. You, brother and sister, can today, you can continue to believe this message of resurrection. Jesus is the one that makes us righteous. He is our Savior, and He gives to us through His Word the forgiveness of sins. Even now, you can believe all of your sins forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus. And you can have a peaceful mind when Christ appears in our life. Then we together with Him will be saved. Amen.